This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Andres. Welcome to the episode of the program. For those of you tuning in on the podcast, unless you're on Spotify, you will not be able to see this. So I recommend you actually check out the video version of this episode. So if you're on Spotify, you can watch the video or go to the video platforms, Rumble, YouTube, and the like. And I want you to see what I'm about to describe with respects to my experience with the Pixel Fold. I want to keep this as short as possible. I've actually already touched on this on my stream before. For those of you that missed out, about a week ago from this recording, I did a tech stream. Finally, I know it's been a while. And in it, I did address my issues with the Pixel Fold and for why I ultimately installed CalyxOS. So I'm going to overlay it for you right now. You should be able to see my Pixel Fold. So just to give you a background as to what happened for where this occurred, I was not using the Pixel Fold as my primary or my secondary device. I was using it primarily on Wi-Fi because there were some tools that I still needed to use that I wasn't ready to switch the SIM cards yet to use the Pixel Fold. But I found this very odd because I use it day in, day out for messaging, some light browsing, but mostly a consumption of media because the Fold factor allows for it. But as you can see, it's stayed kind of hanging on the Google logo. So I'm like, okay, this is taking a little longer than usual, so whatever. But the odd part was that this happened after I had turned on the phone. It was turned on. There was no updates coming through. So I just left it there on the side of my computer as I was working, and my phone was unlocked. So then I noticed that my phone restarted and it was hanging. And it hanged like, oh, whatever. But after an hour, I'm like, okay, something's up. Because it stayed on this Pixel starting screen for all night. I wanted it to drain the battery out to see if something was going on so that the battery drained out. I fully charged it. Then I tried to turn it on again. And it was giving me this same loop. So I thought that was entirely odd. And then eventually what ended up happening, and I don't have a picture of this, unfortunately. What happened was, it's the equivalent of the blue screen of death. It had a boot issue, which is giving me an error, and it said it recommends you to factory reset the device. I'm like, no, something's off here. So what I tried doing was going into the bootloader to try, you know, to get to the root cause of things, wipe the cache. Maybe that might do something. I did all those little tricks. None of that worked. So I did what apparently maybe there was a corruption in the software update, which makes no sense since it's actually been quite a ways removed, maybe a week or two removed from any software update. And I was using this on the daily, just not on a SIM card. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. I'll factory reset. So when it factory reset, I kept thinking to myself, what if this was my go-to device and this happened? I couldn't back it up. I couldn't access my data. And I had to wipe it clean. This is half a terabyte. I do have next to me, you'll probably see a little blurry, this is the Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra. That's my go-to device. It has it's a 512 gigabyte storage device, and I've used up almost 400 gigabytes of it because that's the stuff that I carry with me on the go. It's not just entertainment, it's not like tunes and maybe some videos here, so I don't have to rely on data connection. I'm talking about my work, my content creation, the stuff that I do for my show, such as this, where I can do some of the stuff on the go. I have it on my phone, not to mention all these business things that I do for the businesses that I run. What if this had transpired on this device that it was supposed to either supplement or replace? That was the big concern for me, so it gave me pause. I haven't restarted or reset the phone to what I wanted it to be because I have some concerns. So what I decided to do is like, okay, fine, this is what I'll do. I'm going to turn it into a CalyxOS device. So I'm going to leave this playing for a little bit. So this is from my tech stream where I'm showing that I'm using the CalyxOS. I installed it on this device. It's not on Android 14 yet. So my Pixel Fold was running Android 14. The CalyxOS that was out of their Android 14 is still in beta as of this recording. The one running on a device, so it's an Android 13 version. So I want to install Android 14 before I actually give it, you know, a very thorough stress test to see if it was a corruption on the hardware side or a software side, which I'm probably leaning more to a software side. I do have insurance on this device, but as you probably saw from the beginning, This phone starts at $1,799. That is bonkers, and that's just for the 256 model. I believe the 512 is $1,999. So I pre-ordered this thing. I got some benefits with it, and I made a trade-in for my Pixel 7 Pro for it. And I did intend to eventually use it as a CalyxOS device, but I wanted to use the functions that came with what Google has done with Android 14 that we're able to see on a folding device that we don't see it on any other folding device, not even a Samsung, unless you're using some of the Samsung features that come with it for the folds and the flips. So I'm like, I really wanted to utilize this to its potential, but for now, it's been of concern. So I don't know anybody else that might have run into this issue. I tried typing it in. So, and here I am on the stream going over what I ended up doing. I turned it on and it launches CalyxOS. So far, that's what it's been like for me. I am concerned about going back to stock Android and transferring all my stuff to it and trying to use it as a primary or secondary device. I cannot have a phone crap out on me the way this thing did. Let me know you also, if you have the Pixel Fold, if you run into any issues on the software side of things, because this is of concern, especially with a very, very expensive device. This has never happened on any smartphone that I have ever used, unless you're tinkering with the software. This is nothing of the sort. This is stock Android from Google. I wasn't doing anything with it or sideloading anything else. It was just the pure Android experience as Google intended, and this happened. So let me know your thoughts. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay to know. Follow me across the socials at TheAndrés Segovia on Twitter, X_AndrésSegovia. I'll see you in the next one.